This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For those who observe, the whole thing about tomorrow, the fundamental mechanism of it, is that it's a birthday. The birthday, really, for a large chunk of humanity. Thing is, lots of people have December 25th on their birth certificates. Marketplace's Adrian Hill sends us off into Christmas Eve.
It's not easy to have a Christmas birthday. Instead of a rousing surprise party and everyone singing for you, you get your neighbor's earnest caroling.
Silent night, holy night.
Or consider this story from Gordon Wishern. He'll be 33 this Christmas Eve.
There was one year where we were together with my aunts and uncles, and one of my aunts made a birthday cake that said, "Happy birthday, Gordon and Jesus." And I thought that was a little awkward.
When he was little, his mom made the good call of moving his birthday celebration to his half-birthday, so he wouldn't have to share with Jesus. And on his actual birthday...
On Christmas Eve, my parents would make whatever I wanted to eat for my birthday. So that was nice.
But Bill Crumbine doesn't even get that. He's going to be 70 this Christmas Day. He recalls one birthday about 20 years ago when he had a simple wish.
I wanted tacos.
Tacos, a modest enough birthday request.
I wanted tacos, and of course, I did not win out. We had our typical turkey dinner.
And he got so frustrated, so annoyed, that he started a website for people with Christmas birthdays to share their feelings.
Christmas time of the year, it can be kind of just glum.
He says it was a big deal when he was a kid.
You can't just invite your friends over on your birthday because people are busy doing other things.
People wrap your gifts in Christmas paper, or worse.
People forget your birthday.
And there's the Christmas birthday curse that you hear from nearly everyone with a holiday birthday.
Sometimes people give combination birthday-Christmas presents, so you might get fewer presents.
Less attention, fewer presents. It turns out it's not just whining. Folks with Christmas birthdays may have good reason to feel the way they do.
I don't know anybody who has directly looked at this question.
Josh Ackerman is an MIT professor who studies behavior. His birthday is December 29th. There's no hard data, he says, but there are a few explanations why people might feel this way. Good explanations.
Okay, so the first possibility is that people actually are receiving fewer gifts when their birthdays are closer to Christmas.
The logic is we all have a limited amount of money, and at Christmas time, it goes to Christmas gifts. There's also a possibility, says Ackerman, that a Christmas birthday makes it harder to see birthday presents.
Essentially, people might use what's called a contrast effect when it comes to thinking about their birthday versus Christmas. They might compare the two, and because there's so much focus on Christmas or the holidays, in comparison, their birthday might seem much less important.
Less important and less gifty.
Another possibility is actually something we can term hedonic adaptation.
We adapt to positive experiences. More gifts do not add up to more happiness. At some point, presents just blend together. And people wind up feeling slighted, even if the number of gifts and the size of party are the same. The solution? Make space. Do what Gordon's mom did and move the birthday celebration to a half birthday. And, says advice columnist Amy Dickinson, remember,
a person's birthday is the most important day in their year.
Even more important than Christmas.
If your child's birthday falls on Christmas Eve or Christmas, regardless of what else is going on, you need to sit down with the birthday person, give that person a card, a hug, and say, "You're the most important thing to me today."
Give them their own cake, and if it's what they want, their birthday tacos. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
I got a drum. Me a bicycle just for being born, but I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas.